on the way out. Basically, were stranded for about 3 hours. They were just outside a wall, so they went into wall and waited for a new bus to come in. And they finally were able to roll into Huron at about 6:20. So a little late start here, but nothing unusual for when it comes to Huron and Sturgis. Here's the starting offense. First off, for the Sturgis Scoopers, the quarterback is Carter Williams. Running back is Sully Jost. Wide receivers, Jesse Lane, Tegan Wormstead, and Jaden Blair. Tight end is Dalen DeShock. Along the offensive line, tackle, Connor Schmidt. Left guard is Gunnar Sarkola. Center is George Hammer. Right guard, Miles Voigt. And the right tackle is Noah Schaefer's. I understand they call Noah Schaefer's Sugar. Starting offense for the Huron Tigers along the line. Charlie Martin is the center. Offensive lineman, Nolan Staley, Elliot Hartman, Jackson Greenfield, and Reagan Dirksen. Tight end, Bubba Peterson. Wide receivers, Logan Leyendecker, Blake Elwine, and Riley Winiger. Tailback is Landon Hulst, and the quarterback is Colt McNeil. Now, that lineup may change once we actually start the game here tonight, but that's what I have here to start off the game. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Of course, now we're behind everybody, so games are underway in 11AA. Get to the right place here, Jeff. In 11AA, T is up 52-3 over Douglas midway through the third quarter. Douglas led 3-0 early. Halftime, Harrisburg 21, Yankton 7. Late first half, Watertown 21, Mitchell 14. Halftime, Aberdeen 7, Spearfish 6. Late first half, Brookings 6, Pier 0. We can scare up some local games. A game we have on the air on KOKK, Aberdeen Roncalli was a leading Miller Highmore Herald. Last I saw was 14-0. Winner leads Woonsocket Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central 8-6. That's late in the first half. Roncalli now up 21-0 over Miller Highmore Herald. And Woolsey Wessington, they're at Platte Geddes this evening, and Woolsey Wessington up 22-6. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So, Corky, you get ready for this one. You know, it's been a learning curve for sure. We knew going in those first three games were going to be tough ones. The last two, Huron held themselves well at times against Pier and T area. Now you come in with a Sturgis team, which is off to a good start, 2-1. They'll say themselves they had a clunker to open against Brookings, but a easy win over Douglas and a big win for them over Stevens was the first time in something like 18 years they had defeated Rapid City Stevens, led most of the way, but still had to come from behind, but made plays to win it.
Well, that's the thing. They kept themselves in it, and then they were able to, when they needed to, they made the big plays or little plays, whatever you want to call it, and got the win. That's huge. That's got to be a big accomplishment for those young players that they've got, and they're going to try to carry that over into tonight.
We'll get the flip here and see who gets the ball first. We do have a little wind out of the southeast, and actually a little more wind than what I was expecting to have here this evening. I don't think it'll have quite the effect that it did last week for the T game. Still got to get the captains and the flip, and we'll be ready to kick off here shortly from Tiger Stadium. So, Coach, you know, injuries are always part of the game. We couldn't really afford to have any. Colby Hofer being out tonight. Sean Messimore, that's two starters on defense. Colby Hofer, of course, he's kind of the guy that's the quarterback of that defense. So a lot of that responsibility will fall to Oakley Anderson. Oakley showed himself well last week, especially in that second half after Colby went out.
Well, exactly. He stepped up. He did what he needed to do. And these other guys, the next guys up, it's their turn. You got a chance here to go out and play tonight. You got to step up. You got to be ready to play. And like Coach Strand was talking about, you know, you're not a rookie anymore. You got three games under your belt. You got to do it. You've been learning. You got to memorize. Got things down. Just got to go out and execute.
And as I said at the beginning, Thackeray Hansen is dressed. We'll see how much they use him. He's been out since the preseason with a shoulder injury. He was really was supposed to be the starting I-back, but obviously has sat out the first three games. He was running some plays there in the warm-ups. So Sturgis won the toss, and they are deferring, so the Huron Tigers will get the ball and will go into the wind to start off the game. So here on a chance to get something going. And I know Coach Kaletsky has said his worry is Anderson Porish and Blake Elwine on the outside, because that's just mismatches at 6'8 or 6'9 and 6'5, but that's a mismatch for most anybody's defensive backfield.
Well, that's the thing, and you know, and we're going to need to take advantage of that. If their D-backs are a little smaller than average or whatever the case may be, and we have the opportunity, hey, you want to do that. They'll move us right down the field, and we see what those guys can do when they get the ball in open field. They're pretty dangerous.
Here on wearing the orange jerseys tonight, breaking the homecoming tradition of the last few years. Last few years, we've been all in black, but those black jerseys pretty much had to go to the freshman team this year. So just running our standard orange jerseys with white numbers, white and black trim, black pants. And Sturgis wearing black pants, white jerseys with great big black numbers. I thank you, Sturgis School District, for making your football jerseys correctly. We can see the numbers.
Makes a difference on this end of the world.
Yes. Jost will kick off with Peterson and Winiger back deep to receive. I'm sure they saw Bubba Peterson's kickoff return. Going to be a end-over-end short. One of the up men going to get it. That's Mason Juergens. He'll just trot out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. That's where the Huron Tigers will have the ball, first and 10. So Colt McNeil will bring out his offense. Coach Kaletsky was saying Cade all through his interview afterward. I said, you know, it is Colt now. Oh, yeah, I should have known that. Well, said, my apologies.
Well, I guess you should have seen it before. I guess this is.
I just said, well, we can ask Cade to come back from Colorado State, see if he wants to go out there. But his brother's got his number. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. Pistol formation and motion. Handoff and straight ahead. And is that Thackeray Hansen on the opening carry? Or is it Holst? It's Holst. Okay, Holst on the carry and gets some good yardage. Just straight up the gut up to the 31-yard line. Gain of 3. It'll be second down and 7. So some positive a couple positive yards. We'll take 3 yards. Stay in that pistol formation on second down and 7 from the 31-yard line. Now Hulse goes beside McNeil, showing a blitz, and they'll wing it out, and the ball in and out of the hands of Riley Winiger. Started running before he caught it into his hands, just trying to get that bubble screen going. Incomplete. Now Huron faced with a 3rd and 7 from the 32-yard line. Should be more at the 31, I would think. We're just underway again at the late start, as Sturgis was late getting here due to travel issues. Here on comes Trips right, and the pistol formation on 3rd and long, and again they are into the wind. McNeil looking at a potential blitz. He's going to look over the middle and in and out of the hands, almost caught on the deflection by Elwine. A little high for Porish. Porish took a hit there right at the end as well. Incomplete. It'll be 4th down, and it'll be a 3 and out. And with Holfer sideline, Anderson Porish will have the kicking duties here tonight. One man back deep to receive for Sturgis, and I believe that is Jost. Little indecision who's supposed to be out on the field there for Huron. Snap is there. Big rush and a nice kick by Porish. Jost will have the fair catch at about the 27-yard line. So nice kick by Anderson Porish. And the Scoopers will take over first and 10. 11:09 to go in the first quarter. No score. So 19-29. That was about a 43-yard punt by Porish. Now Sturgis with the ball for the first time. If they have their game plan in place, they want to run the ball, and they want to get Sully Jost a lot of carries. They'll be first and 10 from the 27-yard line. They go with the pistol formation. Quarterback is Carter Williams. Williams actually going to pass. Nope, we're going to have a penalty marker as flags came out right at the snap. Looks like it's on Huron, according to a couple of Sturgis players. Encroachment on Huron, so a 5-yard penalty. Penalties haven't been a huge issue for Huron thus far this year. Now first and five for the Scoopers. They're at the their own 32-yard line. Pistol formation again for Carter Williams. And again, there's a jump, and there's another flag, and it's going to be a first down for Sturgis without snapping the ball. Back-to-back encroachments on Huron, and 10 yards the easy way without snapping the ball.
You don't want to give him that. Not right out of the gate like this. Just got to relax. Be patient. It'll come.
So now first and 10 from the 37-yard line, and Sturgis a free first down. Pistol formation, two receivers right, two receivers left for Williams. Brings a man in motion, and Jost will take it up the middle, breaks one tackle, and will get up, fight his way forward to about the 40 as he was tackled by Cooper Bischoff from behind. We'll give Jost about 2 yards on the play. It'll be second and 8 from the 39-yard line. Bischoff going to be asked to play some important minutes for Huron on defense with the absence of Colby Hofer. Second and 8 from the 39-yard line. They stay in the pistol. Williams looking to pass. Swing it out to Jost back at the 31. He's hemmed in by a bunch of orange jerseys, and he's going to be dropped back at the 35-yard line. Huron was not fooled. Bubba Peterson, Charlie Martin in on the stop for Huron. Going to be a loss on the play. Back to the 36-yard line. And that's going to set up a third and long. Looked like a swing pass. I'm going to call it a pass and completion. But a loss of 3 on the play. Third and 11 for Sturgis at their own 36-yard line. We're just underway here at Tiger Stadium. 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. KIJV, AMFM Huron. Pistol formation for Williams. And he's going to roll to the right. Still rolling. Has some pressure. Throws over the middle. The pass complete to DeShock, but he is short of the first down. Gets it up to about the 44. That's going to set up a 4th and 3. I believe Winiger was in on the stop. Crossing pattern there for DeShock. And do we have a penalty? Oh, we have a penalty marker on the play. Did not see that. And this may come back. An interesting choice. It's a hold on Sturgis. So you go 4th and 3 or you go 3rd and about 21. Well, we're going to try 3rd and 21. So 10-yard penalty on Sturgis. Put it back at the 26-yard line. And so now 3rd down. Let's see. We'll call it 3rd and about 21. They're at the 26. They need to get to the 47 for the first down. 3rd and long for Sturgis. Now they have two backs, one on each side of Williams on the 3rd and long. Snap is there. Up the middle, Williams has a hole, but then, boy, is he met by Bubba Peterson at the 36. Well, they got about 10 yards on the play, and Bubba Peterson came in and nailed him.
Well, he did a good job of tackling there. That's what we need all night long.
So 10-yard gain on the play. That was a designed run for Williams. Big tackle there by Bubba Peterson, and the Scoopers will have to punt it with Winiger and Peterson back deep to receive the kick from Sturgis. Snap is there, not much rush. Ball's going to bounce and go out of bounds, and Huron should have it somewhere between the 30 and 35-yard line. It's like they're going to put it right at the 30. So the Scoopers get a first down without snapping the ball, but then the Huron defense takes care of business. 8:36 to go, first quarter, no score, and Huron will have the ball for the second time at their own 30-yard line. 8:36 to go, first quarter.
And I noticed that last series, the Scoopers were blitzing just like last week, so the line's going to have to make adjustments for that.
Pistol formation, trips left on first and 10 for Huron from the 30. And going to swing it out that far side, kick out block, and Winiger's got a little head of steam up. He'll get tackled at about the 36-yard line. Good open field tackle on the far side by Sturgis. That was number 13, Jaden Blair, but positive yardage on the swing pass out to Winiger as he's up to the 36. Gain of 6, 2nd and 4 for Huron. I think it was Elwine that kind of had the shield block there. 2nd down and 4 from the 36-yard line. And there's leaning. You can see that from here as Holst was leaning forward before the ball was snapped. This will be another penalty, third penalty, 15 yards on Huron. Again, penalties really have not been much of an issue this year for Huron, but it certainly showed itself here in this first, not even half of the first quarter here, is that three penalties, 15 yards, first on the offense. And now we're second and nine instead of second and four at the 31-yard line. Shotgun for McNeil, wants to pass. Here comes the blitz. He rolls away from it, still running, still running, still looking, and throws up the field and nearly intercepted. He was open. He was hoping Elwine would just be able to win the battle there, but that was well defended by Jesse Lane of Sturgis. It was a little underthrown, and Lane probably had a little better opportunity at it than Elwine. Bottom line, incomplete, third and nine for Huron from the 31-yard line. Huron goes without a huddle as Elwine wide right, and he's single covered out there. Pistol formation for McNeil. He's going to do the flip, and the ball up in the air, finally picked up by Holst, and Holst going to get something out of it. Up to the 37, it was a pitch to Holst, which you don't see that very often anymore. It was on the ground. That was a live ball. Holst got a fortunate bounce and actually had it come back to him, and he did get 6 yards on the carry on the broken play, but still short. Fourth and three, and a Porish will come in to a punt for Huron, and Jost again back to receive for Sturgis. So that was a penalty there, loomed large for Huron. Snap is there and nearly got to him. A line drive kick by Porish. Going to bounce and roll inside the 30, and Huron will down it there at about the 27 or 28. No first downs for Huron through their first two possessions. We're at 6:54 to go in the first quarter, still no score. And the Scoopers will have the ball for the second time. First and 10, they will spot the ball at the 29-yard line. And Scoopers come with that pistol formation. Actually have another back there along with Jost and Williams. First and 10 from the 29. Long count, high snap, and they'll give it to Jost, and he's going to be caught from behind after a gain of couple. Looks like that was Bubba Peterson in on the stop again. Oakley Anderson got there down low. Gain up to the 32 or maybe 31-yard line. We'll call it the 31. Gain of two. Second and eight for Sturgis at their own 31-yard line. A little breezy, otherwise nice night for football here. Of course, a little overly warm, but the sun's down now, and very comfortable to watch some football tonight. Second down and eight from the 31-yard line. Pistol eye on the second down. Here comes Jost again. Hit behind the line. Drop for a loss. Charlie Martin in on the stop for the Huron Tigers. Going to be maybe a loss of a yard on the play. Set up third and nine for Sturgis, the ball just ahead of their own 30-yard line. So Huron's been spirited on defense to this point. Only been one first down here in the first quarter, and that was by penalty. Third and long, third and nine for the Scoopers. Receivers left and right, split backs, shotgun. And handed off to Jost, gets through the first. No, it's a play action, fooled me, and the ball incomplete. Big rush up the middle. Boy, it was a great fake because I thought Jost had it. Williams pulled it out, but then really had nobody to throw it to. Fourth down, and the Scoopers will send the punt unit in. So Scoopers ready to punt with Peterson and Winiger back deep to receive for Huron. Clock stops with 5.5 minutes to go. First quarter, no score. Not much of a rush. Here's the punt. And Winiger fell on it, and it's loose briefly, but Winiger did get on it. And Riley, a little indecision if he wanted a fair catch, and then he actually backpedaled a little bit too much, and it looked like he slipped. Fortunate, though, he was able to get on top of it. And 5:21 to go, first quarter, no score. And Huron will have the ball for the first time in a first quarter that has not had a lot of offense to a start off. Huron at their own 28, same spot of the field they've been their first two possessions. Shotgun on the first and 10. Here comes motion. They'll flip it to Winiger, trying to turn the corner. Breaks one tackle, then gets tackled for a loss back at the 25. He was caught there by Aaron Moravitz, but the Scoopers had a lot of penetration on that left side and snuffed that one out. Loss of three on the play for Winiger. It'll be second down and 13 for Huron. Back at the 25, maybe even the 24. Second and long for Huron. Two receivers right, one left. And McNeil looking left. He'll throw short and threw over Mason Juergens. Huron's having a lot of quick passes here early on, but not a lot of success. McNeil one of five here to start off the game. And Huron faced with a third and long from the 25. Again, into the wind. Well, think otherwise, he might just want to launch it and see if one of the big guys can get under it. We'll see if that's what the play is on third and long at your own 24. Pistol formation for McNeil. Here comes the blitz. And McNeil going to throw far sideline for Elwine. It's short and incomplete. Again, defended there by Jackson Cano. And again, what they really want is the... the jump ball there, but into the wind, we're just not getting any air under the ball.
Well, like I say, it's down there where the D-backs can get their hands on it. That's not, like you said there, we want to get up in the air a little higher and let the height take care of it.
So punting into the wind again is Porish. We'll see how, if he can put the boot here. And Sturgis has been kind of coming after these punts. High snap, Porish with the kick, line drive this time. Joe's going to let it bounce, go straight up at the 40, and maybe goes down a yard, and Huron will... down it there at the 39, so three plays and out again for Huron. 4:27 to go, first quarter, still no score.
Late flag out there.
We got a flag. Where's that at?
Right on about the 42.
Okay, check that out, see what that's all about. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. They're the law on the field and backed by the Attorney General Office. Now somebody's signaling a face mask. We'll see. Personal foul on Sturgis. Personal foul on Huron. It's a push. It didn't happen. And it'll be first and 10 for the Scoopers at their own 39-yard line. 4:27 to go, first quarter. Huron not even getting a lot of time off the clock. Two of their three possessions have been under a minute. First and 10, Sturgis at their own 39-yard line. 4:27 to go, first quarter, no score. Two receivers right, one left. Two backs in the backfield with Williams on the first and 10. And going to hand it off. Joe's coming near side, breaks a tackle, has more, 50, 45, and gets shoved out of bounds inside the 35 by Bischoff and Porish. That time he just fouled the blockers, had a little burst, and there was nobody to help out. 30 yards on.
Blitzing, and they get it, make him get out of the pocket so quick that he has to throw off that back foot, which isn't always good.
I think I got the stream back on, if that helps. This has been a battle this whole drive, basically, for Huron. Papers flying and everything else.
But we'll survive.
I hope so. Third and goal from the 7-yard line for Huron. Pistol formation. Here comes the blitz. Play action. Roll out for McNeil. Looking. Throws short and incomplete. Or is it intercepted? Intercepted by Sturgis at the goal line. So that ends that. interception. I'm not sure if he thought he was going to be able to sneak somebody in there right at the inside of the goal line, but in any case, interception, and Sturgis going to have the ball inside the 1 yard line, but they hold Huron out of the end zone with 7:50 to go in the first half. And first and 10 for Sturgis inside their 1 yard line. So 7:50 to go in the first half. And Sturgis probably going to have to play it safe here. They got two backs back there, and Williams is the quarterback on the first and 10 inside the one. And hand it off to Jost, and barely gets out of the end zone. They will give him the 1 yard line as he was submarined by Oakley Anderson. I believe Bubba Peterson was in on it as well. We'll give him maybe a yard on the play. It'll be second and 9 from about the 1 yard line for the Sturgis Scoopers. Again, they're going kind of the pistol eye is what I would call it. Two backs in the backfield beside Williams. And the handoff going off left, and there's a little yardage up to about the 4 yard line. Kittleson on the carry for the Scoopers. His first carry of the game. And it gets it out to about the 4 yard line and sets up a third and 6 or 7. I'll call it third and 7. For the Scoopers at their own 4 yard line. So gain of 3 on the play. Third and 7 from the 4 yard line. You have slots right. And now coming in, are we going to get a timeout? Timeout, Sturgis. 6:34 to go, first half, no score. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor cleaning for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, we're back at Tiger Stadium. Cork, I feel like I've missed about the last 10 minutes here, but Huron drove, had a chance, had a first and goal, but went backwards and then threw an interception. Now, a big play here. If the Huron defense can hold Sturgis here, the Scoopers would have to punt the ball into the wind and set up some decent field position potentially for Huron, but got to make the hold here on third down. Third and 7 from the 4 yard line. Pistol formation. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Williams brings a man in motion, and he's looking to pass. Looks left, and a stop route incomplete. He threw it behind, I believe, Jost. Timing just what Scoopers indeed will have to punt the ball away to the Huron Tigers. So, again, a chance for Huron to get some decent field position here with Winiger. And here comes the rush by the Tigers. Short kick, going to bounce at the 30 and just go sideways. So it will be good field position for Huron. Boy, punting under duress. Huron did come after it. So another punt. And with 6:23 to go in the first quarter, still no score, but Huron with some great field position as they'll have the ball first and 10 at about the Sturgis 31-yard line. Again, do have the wind to their back. So we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if you just, hey, let's wing it down. Let's wing it down there to one of the big guys with the wind to our back, see if we can make something happen towards the end zone. Trips left, nobody to the right. And McNeil, now here's a whistle and a flag on the play. We've had a lot of flags here in this first half. Yep. We have an injured Tiger off of that, too. Encroachment on Sturgis. Scoopers, I have them for six penalties. I don't know how close that is. I have them six penalties, 66 yards. Charlie Martin was the injured Tiger, but I think he did get up. And it's going to be first and five for Huron at the 26-yard line. So first and five for Huron from the 26, trips left. McNeil to pass, does a pump, has time, going to heave it to the near sideline, and that's going to be intercepted in the back of the end zone. Way overthrown that time, intercepted by Jesse Lane. All he had to do was keep his feet in the end zone. He did. Huron turns the ball over again. And the Scoopers will escape there, and they'll have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
We're definitely not taking care of the advantages that we're getting. We got to cash in on those.
Well, basically, both teams have had their chances, and, well, nobody's been able to put anything on the scoreboard. And now it's first and 10 for the Scoopers, a little better field position at their own 20-yard line. First and 10, they'll go trips right and pistol with Jost behind Williams on the first and 10 from the 20. And handoff Jost tries to come up left hash. He's got a little room, breaks a tackle, and up close to the first down. Got about nine on the play. Tackle made downfield. I believe that was Nolan Staley. Gain of nine, second and one. For the Scoopers at the 29-yard line. We're just past the middle point of the second quarter. No score as both teams have had some opportunities. Pistol formation, two receivers left, one right on second and short. Just handed off to Jost, comes left, cuts back the middle, first down up to about the 34-yard line. It's tackled from behind. I believe that was Rayshon Whiff with the tackle. But the Scoopers with their third first down of the first half, and Jost gets it out to the 34-yard line, so a gain of five. Two carries, 14 yards, and Sturgis with a first down. Two receivers left, one right, pistol formation. I'd imagine they'll just keep feeding Jost at this point. And there he comes again. Nope, but pulled out, and Williams with the carry. He's got some big yardage close to the first down. Pulled it out. Anderson Porish on the stop for Huron, but pulled it out, and everybody, including me, went with Jost, and Williams going to get about 9 yards on the play. It'll be second and one again for the Scoopers at the 43-yard line. So Carter Williams, he's had two runs, and both times fooled me and fooled the Huron defense. Second and one. Brings some motion from left to right for the Scoopers. And Jost will go off left tackle, has the first down, has more, breaks through. He's got the 40, the 30, breaks the tackle, and he'll take it in for the touchdown. No flags, 57 yards, and the quick hitter for Sturgis by Sully Jost, and a 57-yard touchdown run, and the Scoopers up 6-0 with the extra point pending. 4:19 to go in the first half. The Scoopers didn't take long to go 80 yards, especially when 57 of it came from Sully Jost on the carry off to the left. And Jost will come on to kick the extra point as well with 4:19 to go here in the first half. Snap is there. The kick is up, and it is good. 7-0 Sturgis, 4:19 to go first half. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, Corky, you had your chances here. Now you've given up the big play. Can we respond here with 4:19 to go in the first half? Now down 7-0.
Well, so we've got a golden opportunity here to do it. We got to come out, kick that off, and go back at it.
Well, inside the five, we don't score and throw an interception, and then had a good field position again with another interception. And the Scoopers will kick into the wind with Winiger and Peterson back deep to receive. The kick end over end, going to dribble down. It won't. The Tigers thought it was going to go out of bounds. It never did. Finally, Juergens jumped on top of it at about the 23. To be honest, I would have probably done the same thing. You thought it was going to go out of bounds, but it just had the right spin. So no return on the play. It'll be first and 10 for Huron at about their own 23-yard line. 4:19 to go in the first half. Now it's 7-0 in favor of Sturgis. Huron's got to get something going on offense. First and 10 at the 23-yard line, their own 23. Shotgun for McNeil, looks left. And got hit as he threw it, and they're saying that's a live ball and covered by Sturgis. Huron's going to argue that his arm was going forward, and they're saying no. It is a fumble, so three straight possessions with a turnover for Huron and another great opportunity for the Scoopers. Now, I would question that his arm wasn't going forward on that.
I think they're going back and have a conference ball, but I think you're exactly
they're gonna. Well, they've already signaled this Sturgis ball. I seriously doubt they're going to change it. And Drew Strand getting an explanation, and he's not happy with it.
And I understand
now the White Hat's going to come over and visit with it. Bottom line is they aren't going to change it now. They've given it to Sturgis. They'll have it first and 10 at the Huron 24-yard line. Strand got an explanation. He doesn't like it. And again, it certainly looked to me like his arm was going forward. So three straight turnovers by Huron and another great chance for Sturgis. First and 10 at the Huron 24-yard line. Defense has to make a play. Here's the handoff. Jost kind of hesitates, breaks a tackle up to the 15. Or past the 20, down close to the 15. Bischoff on the stop. Huron looks a little deflated now. Somebody just got to make a big play as Jost just kind of spent his time, looked around, saw what was available, and got the ball down to the 16-yard line. Going to be second and 2 for the Scoopers from the 16. Clock rolls with 3:44 to go in the first half. Sturgis up 7-0, looking for more. Pistol formation for Williams. Jost right behind him. High snap and ball on the ground, and there's the big play. Jost and Williams had a miscommunication on pulling that ball out. The ball went on the ground, and Huron recovers it. Bubba Peterson with the fumble recovery, and Huron gets one back. 3:27 to go in the first half, and Huron a big break. Now capitalized, been looking for momentum. Here's your chance. First and 10 from their own 22-yard line, but Sturgis with their first turnover of the game. And the score remains 7-0. And handoff to Hulse, puts the head down. He moves forward up to about the 25, followed his tacklers. We have a Sturgis scooper down. That's going to be a gain of 6 or 7, and injury on the play for Sturgis. Get the ball up to about the 29-yard line, so gain of 7 for Landon Hulst. It'll be second and about 3 from the 29-yard line, but right now tending to an injured Sturgis Scooper. Can't tell who it is as he's flat on his back. They will help him up. Looks like one of the lineman types. And that is Aaron Moravitz, I believe. He's made a few plays in the first half, but it looks like he's walking off, maybe just the wind knocked out of him, as we like to say. Second and three from the 29-yard line with 3:14 to go in the first half. Scoopers lead 7-0. Here I've been plagued by turnovers, three of them in the first half. At least they got one back after the last one. So second and three from the 29. Two backs in the backfield with McNeil on the second and three. Boy, the Sturgis really starting to crowd the box here on second and three. And run the option, flip it back, turn the corner to Peterson. Nothing there. And he's going to lose yardage on the play. That was well played by Robert Sperling of the Scoopers, number 10. And Huron's going to lose yardage back to the 27-yard line. Loss of two for Peterson. And it's going to be third and about five for the Huron Tigers back at the 27-yard line. So Huron like to keep the possession going here. And delay handoff breaking out is Hulls turns the corner. First down and more to the 40. Knocked out of bounds at the 43 or so. First down Huron. Big run for Hulls. See where they spot the ball. That is the fourth first down for Huron. And we have a whistle, and I think we have a timeout. Sturgis all the way up to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 19 for Hulls. Timeout Sturgis, 2:08 to go in the first half. Huron will have it first and 10 at their own 46. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Defensive timeout taken there by Sturgis as Huron converted a third and long with a run. Best run of the night for Huron, 19 yards for Landon Hulse. And Huron has it first and 10 at the 46-yard line. Huron has all three timeouts, so clock not a huge factor right now with 2:08 to go. Pistol formation, and McNeil going to throw short, complete to Jurgens, has some room near sideline, knocked out of bounds, but he was wide open, got what he could, went out of bounds. Get about 8 or 9 yards on the play, and the ball in Sturgis territory. It'll be second and one from the 46-yard line for the Huron Tigers.
If they're playing a little soft, give you that quick cushion, just take those 5-6 yard deals and keep scooting right on down the field.
We have trips right, one receiver left on second and one from the 45. McNeil will hand it off to Hulse up the middle, breaks a tackle. He should get the first down. Not by much, but enough to move the sticks. Fifth first down for Huron. And they'll move the sticks up to the 44, so gain of two on the play for Hulse. And a first down, Huron right up to the line. Right now the clock running with a minute 55 to go in the first half. Huron down 7-0. And here's the swing out to the right. It's open for Winnegar. Turns the right side and drug down from behind near the first down. A good open field tackle by Jaden Blair for the Scoopers. That's a gain of about 9 on the play. And again, a second and one for the Huron Tigers. Again, right at the line up to the 35-yard line. And handoff straight ahead. Peterson runs into his own guy and is dropped. Looks like he got back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. And we're going to go third. third and one, maybe third and two now, a little closer to the 36, loss of about a half yard on the play. Still the clock running. Huron's got those three timeouts in their pocket. Third and probably a long one for Huron just outside the Sturgis 35-yard line. Trips left for McNeil. Wants the pass. Going to throw over the middle. Pass complete to Porish inside the 30. 25 down to the 20. Another first down for the Huron Tigers. Going to put Porish right at the 20-yard line. Gain of 15. And Huron in business, first and 10. And we have a timeout with a minute one to go first half, I believe, for Huron. Minute one to go first half. Huron driving down 7-0. Huron Community Campus timeout. The credit hours are $40, but this timeout is 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
First and 10 at the 20 for Huron. Minute one to go in the first half. Huron, again, getting a drive together here. Two receivers right, two receivers left. And the handoff up the middle to Hulse. Not much that time, maybe a yard on the play. And we have a Huron Tiger slow to get up, one of the linemen. No gain for Hulse. It'll be second and 10. And well, right now the clock's still running, 42, 41 seconds to go. We still have two timeouts left. It'll be second and 10 from the 20-yard line. Letting a lot of clock go off the time go off the clock here right now. Second down, McNeil to pass. Has to throw it quickly up for Porish, incomplete. He had to get rid of it early because Kettleson, among others, was coming up strong. Do we have a flag on the play? Yes, we do. And again, McNeil just got rid of it. He had no other choice because Kettleson was coming clean right up the middle. Gave Porish a chance, but now we do have a penalty marker right at the 20-yard line. 23 seconds to go in the first half. 1 minute after 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Looks like Huron's starting to back up. Now they put the ball back down on the 20. Oh, okay. A chop block on Huron. It'll be declined to make it third and 10 from the 20. So two chances here. He can get the first down. At least as Huron still has the two timeouts remaining, but just 23 seconds left. Third and 10 from the 20-yard line. Penalty declined by Sturgis. Receiver left, two receivers right. And now, what are we doing? Now we have a... Well, the Huron was ready to snap, and all of a sudden, one of the officials blew his whistle, and both teams thought the ball was ready to play. I would just about call this an officiating mistake.
I think you're right.
Because all of a sudden the white hat blew his whistle and wound the clock. 23.9 seconds. Well, I think he started running the clock when it shouldn't have been because there was an incomplete pass and then a decline penalty, so that's going to be stop clock. No. Timeout Huron with 23 seconds to go, first half. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Third and 10 from the 20-yard line. I'm Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran. We're late in the first half, 23 seconds to go. Sturgis up 7-0. Huron has a third and 10 from the 20. You can still use the whole field here because you do still have a timeout in your pocket. Slots left and right for McNeil on third down and 10. Little shift there by Peterson in the backfield. And McNeil looking left again off his back foot. Throws it for Elwine and almost came up with it. He says he did, but it hit the turf. I'm pretty sure of that. Blake came up and tried to sell it.
You have to do that.
It was a little underthrown, and again, McNeil under pressure had to throw it off his back foot, so it comes down to this. Fourth and 10 at the 20 with 17 seconds to go in the half, and again, we can use the whole field because you do have that one timeout left. McNeil gets the play from the sideline. Fourth and 10 from the Sturgis 20 for the Orange. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Now Sturgis wants a timeout. It's the half that would never end. 17 seconds to go, first half, 7-0 Sturgis. We'll take a Kurtz Heating and Cooling timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, Sturgis out of timeouts. One, Huron has one in their pocket. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update late in the game. Brookings 13, Pier 0. Pier looking at their second loss of the season in the face. That hasn't happened in a while.
Years.
Fourth and 10 at halftime. We'll run down all the scores. Probably should have a lot of finals in by now. Again, we had the late start tonight. Had to push it back an hour as Sturgis had bus issues. They got stranded a few miles east of Wall on I-90 today. Fourth and 10. Huron's got to get at least 10 yards to get another chance here. Two receivers right, one left. Here comes the blitz. And we have flags all over the place. Sturgis was coming with everybody, and there was a lot of leaning on Huron's side. Scoopers were trying to time it. And this one's going to go against the Tigers, it looks like it will. So procedure on Huron, fifth penalty, 25 yards. Now it's fourth and 15 back at the 25 for Huron. Still fourth down, 16 seconds left in the first half. And Huron's going to burn the final timeout here, or are we? Strand's over talking to the official anyway. So are we taking the timeout? Yes, we are. Timeout here on. That'll be their final. 16 seconds to go, first half, 7-0 in favor of Sturgis. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
I'm Jay Davidson, Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, both teams out of timeouts. We have 16 seconds to go in the first half. Huron has a 4th and 15 at the Sturgis 25. And, Coach, you know what Sturgis is going to do. Those middle backers led by Kettleser are going to come firing in. Can we pick enough guys up to give McNeil a chance to give one of the receivers a chance downfield?
Well, they're going to drop their ears back and hear they're coming. So we got to be ready for that. You know that's what they're going to do.
4th and 15 from the 25-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. McNeil, straight drop, has some time, going to heave it. Far sideline, there's Porish. Catch, touchdown! Anderson Porish, right in his breadbasket for a touchdown. 10 seconds to go in the first half. Here on the board with a chance to tie. Anderson Porish, 25 yards, just let the big guy go up and get it. McNeil put it right in the breadbasket, right in the corner of the end zone. And you're on a chance to tie it now with the extra point. And Porish himself will kick the extra point to try to tie it here with 10 seconds to go in the first half. Low snap, the kick is wobbly and no good. No good, so Sturgis keeps the lead. It's 7-6 Scoopers with 10 seconds to go in a very long first half. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at Tiger Stadium, I'm Jeff Duffy with Dave Corcoran. And Corky, everything that needed to happen then there, that started with the O-line, clean pocket. Colton had a chance to set his feet. He saw his big guy with a step and dropped it right in there. When you give the quarterback time, good things happen.
Boy, and he laid it in there. What beautiful pass that was, right where it needed to be. And good answer for the Tigers.
Now, no breakdown on special teams. Let's get the kickoff, let's make the tackle, and let's get into the halftime locker room. Going to be a squib kick, going to bounce back to about the 21, and Scoopers just fall on it. I believe that was Kano that got on Tower Kano on the top of it. We'll take that.
That's perfect. That's what you needed.
So basically no time left on the clock. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Scoopers at their own 21-yard line. See if they want to catch here on napping or something. 1st and 10 at the 21-yard line. And the Scoopers, looks like they're going to go into the kneel mode here to end the first half. And Williams does take a knee. That ends the first half. Sturgis 7, Huron 6. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes back here to Tiger Stadium. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. Be your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. The Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime, Tigers Stadium, and it's 7-6. Sturgis leading Huron. The difference is a missed extra point, and Corky, a Tigers good job of hitting there on that last series. That you kind of forget now just because it seemed like it happened about a half hour ago. That was set up by a fumble by Sturgis after they recovered a fumble and had good field position.
Exactly. So, there we go. We always talk about, take advantage of an opportunity there. That's exactly what we did. We got put down there, took our time, and punched it in.
And so, the mistakes, both teams had mistakes. Both teams had chances to score before they did. And really, I think I got Jost for 112 yards rushing. And, when you look at it, I believe 70 or 87 of that came on two carries, including the 57-yard touchdown run. And other than that, they've been bottled up, haven't been able to get, a lot of offense going. Really haven't been able to pass the ball at all, and that's what Huron needs to concentrate on, make Sturgis pass the ball, because they really don't want to do that.
Well, they struggle when they do. They're just, that's not what they're set up to do. They like to pound it down your throat, and that's what they're really good at. We got to take them out of that part of their game and make them come to our side of it.
Huron Tiger Marching Band on the field. They have their first marching band competition of the season tomorrow, that huge thing they go to every year in Marshall, Minnesota. I think you said three buses are going to be carting the kids over to Marshall tomorrow.
Exactly, and it takes that much to get all the equipment, all the kids over there. Long day.
So the Tiger Marching Band on the field. We're at the half. It's Sturgis 7, Huron 6. 2-minute timeout. Back with more here on our halftime report on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Maybe it's somebody else's.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Todd Father's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew.
They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Welcome back to Tiger Stadium at the half. It's Sturgis 7, Huron 6. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 11 AA scores. T area defeated Douglas 58-3. Harrisburg pulled away from Yankton 49-14. Late in the game, Watertown 47, Mitchell 14. Final, Aberdeen handed Spearfish their first loss. 14-6, Aberdeen, their first win of the season. And the final now, Brookings 13, Pier 0. In Class 11B tonight, winner is up on Woonsocket Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central, 30-12. That's late in the ball game. Aberdeen Roncalli rolled to a 47-14 win over Miller Highmore Herald. See if there's any other scores from note. Sunshine Bible defeated Iroquois Lake Preston 6-0. I guess that's not officially 281. 281 football doesn't exist anymore. And Wolsey Wessington in control, leading Platte Geddes 36-6. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. The H has been burned. This is the first time I've actually seen it. I always miss it and then wonder why there's smoke.
Exactly.
But the burning of the H taking place as the marching band continues their routine. Must be some sort of jailhouse rock thing. They got some orange overalls there, some policemen. Looks like a jail there in the back.
Yep.
And again, though, I think they have four marching band competitions, if I remember right. And again, as I said, they start tomorrow. A long day at Marshall, Minnesota. A lot of bands will be in Marshall for that competition tomorrow. Halftime, it's Sturgis 7, Huron 6. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes. Huron Community Campus offers credits through Northern State University. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Halftime at Tiger Stadium, and Sturgis leads 7-6. The difference, a missed extra point by Huron. Scoring in the game, we were scoreless at the end of the first quarter. Sturgis broke through first after they held Huron inside the 5-yard line and inside the 20-yard line without scoring. A couple of interceptions helped the cause there. The Scoopers had a very quick drive, was less than 2 minutes, 80 yards, a 57-yard touchdown run by Sully Jost. Jost added the extra point, 4:19 to go first half. It was 7-0 Sturgis. Huron came back. Huron had a fumble, but then answered with a fumble recovery of their own and then drove it down the field from their own 23. They had a 4th and 15 at the 25-yard line. 10 seconds left. The offensive line gave Colton McNeil time, and McNeil delivered a strike on the fade to Anderson Porish in the far corner of the end zone. Huron was on the board. The extra point, bad snap, didn't get a good kick off, but still Huron within one here now at 7-6 at halftime. For the Scoopers, 135 yards on the ground. Really didn't get anything going with the passing game, -3. Scoopers, probably one of their biggest issues was penalties, 6 penalties for 66 yards in the first half. A couple of them are key when we thought Huron might have a chance to score. But 135 yards on the ground, Sully Jost, 10 carries for 112. And out of those 112, 87 of the 112 came on 2 carries. He had a 30-yard run early in the game, then a 57-yard touchdown run. Connor Williams, 2 carries for 19 yards. Kittleson had 1 carry for 3. A couple others had carry for 1 and 0. Throwing the ball again, not much there for the Scoopers. 1 of 5 for -3. And again, 3 first downs in the first half. Huron, 45 yards on the ground. Not a lot, but just enough to keep Sturgis honest with our passing game. Landon Hulse, 9 carries for 47 yards. Had a 19-yard carry on the back. That was a key play, too, because his 19-yard carry was on a 3rd and long right at the beginning of Huron's scoring drive. Other than that, Colt McNeil, 2 carries for 2 yards. Thackeray Hansen, 1 for 1. Riley Winiger, 1 for -3. Bubba Peterson, 1 for -2. Throwing the ball, Colt McNeil, 8 of 18, 93 yards, a touchdown, and 2 picks in the first half. Huron, 6 first downs in the first half. Taking a look at the defensive, nobody really standing out. Everybody's contributed for Sturgis. Gunnar Sankala and Jaden Blair each have 3 tackles. A bunch of guys have 2. And, of course, they had a couple of interceptions there as well for Huron. 5 tackles for Oakley Anderson, 4 for Cooper Bischoff, 3 for Bubba Peterson. Nolan Staley came up with the first sack of the season for Huron as well. So those are the defensive numbers for our game tonight here with Sturgis and Huron. Sturgis 2-1 on the season. They dropped their season opener at Brookings, but then rattled off 2 in a row with Douglas. And then a tight win over Rapid City Stevens was their first win over Stevens in, 16, 17 years, something like that, last week. Now find themselves in a battle here. This has been a long day for Sturgis, though.
Oh,
we said we had an 8 o'clock kickoff. They had bus troubles. Their bus broke down a few miles east of Wall. Eventually took a couple of hours to get a new bus to bring them the rest of the way. I think they were able to get Wall to come out with a school bus to take them in, so at least they could go into the Wall school, walk around their field and such until the bus could come and get them. And they finally got to Huron at about 20 after 6. So 8 o'clock was about the right call on that. But, again, the Huron-Sturgis football series is just cursed. Just in the last 4 years, 2020, I went down to 4. I'll just go again because this is the type of thing that just fascinates me. In 2020, Huron went out to Sturgis. Bus broke down on the interstate near Plankinton. I think we ended up only having a delay of a half hour for the game that night. Huron went out to Sturgis a second time in the playoffs with no issues. 2021, the teams did not play. 2 years ago, 2022, Huron went out to Sturgis, and it was an hour and a half delay due to thunderstorms all over the Black Hills. I remember that we got out to Sturgis, and the boys were in the Sturgis gym for a couple of hours, it seemed like. Did come back and get the win. Last year, no issue, but then this year, we have this.
It's always, I just say, you can't write this stuff up. You know, it's just what it is. And a lot of drama there, but we got a good series, though. That's the main thing. These guys.
I was just noticing that right as we went on the air. You look at the program, the roster numbers are fairly equal. Looks like Sturgis maybe has a couple more guys out. You know, and they have their sophomores listed, as we do as well. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, that's where these are the matchups we like, because Sturgis is a school that looks like us.
You know, and like I said earlier, you know, we're both in the trenches. We both work hard. I know most communities are that way. More Cowboys out there and that stuff. You know, you got the rodeo. You got all that. They got wrestlers. And they'll make the great linebackers. They stick their nose right in there, and they don't care. So we got a good combination that way.
Huron coming back out on the field. We'll put another extra 3 minutes up, so we're about 4 minutes away from the second half kickoff. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes, brought to you by Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credit hours. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor cleaning for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East, or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North, or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, pants, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Ready to go with the second half. Again, I'm Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran. And Corky, first things first, take care of business here to start the second half. Sturgis deferred, so they get the kick here to start the second half. Special teams make a play, and then defense, keep doing your job. Jost has been the main threat, obviously. He is a workhorse for these Scoopers. You can't completely ignore the pass. It's kind of like Sturgis. They can't completely ignore Huron with the run, but each other knows what the strength is. But first things first, let's make a special teams play and try to keep the Sturgis offense contained. Now, I see the trainer is working on Charlie Martin, and he was injured there late in the first half. I didn't see if he came out at that point or not. He plays both ways, starting center for the offense. And I saw the trainer still has him down on his back working on him, but he is all padded up with the helmet. So bottom line is that late touchdown to Porish gives you some confidence.
Exactly.
Use it to move forward here in the second half.
Well, you know what you got to do, come out here. You got to get stopped right away. You got to get the ball back into the offense. You need to control your mistakes. You know, the penalties, we had a bowl of them in the first half. You need to eliminate those and just go out there and play Tiger football.
Well, from a penalty standpoint, Sturgis had more content. I think all of Huron's penalties were five-yarders. Sturgis had some 15s, some 10s, and I got them 6 for 66, and I'm not sure if that's completely accurate. I was having a few issues getting everything, doing everything there when I was having technical problems there in the second quarter. Hopefully that's in the rearview mirror. Huron will kick off into the wind, so Huron chose to get the wind in the fourth quarter. You know, it's always a which way should you go type of deal.
Well, the thing is, it's not straight with the field. It's got it cuts at an angle, so that makes a little difference, too.
Well, it's coming out of the southeast because it's coming straight in my window.
Which is, feels nice, trust me.
With everything blowing around, I'm not loving it completely. Back deep to receive for Sturgis. I see Jesse Lane. I see Jaden Blair, and I assume that's Jost in the middle. As kicking off for Huron, Micah Larson into the wind again. We'll see if he line drives it. As our second half is underway. Again, it is a bouncer. Going to be picked up at about the 22. Bobbled, picked up, going to the right hash. Turn the corner and tackle about the 30. The return by Brody Royer for the Scoopers. And that's where they will take over. First and 10 near the 35-yard line. So a squib kick, and I imagine part of that was keep it away from Jost, but the other part was try to drive it into the wind. First and 10 for the Scoopers. They have it at their own 35-yard line as we begin play here in the second half. Pistol formation. Jost, of course, the deep back on the first and 10. And handoff it is. Jost going off. He's got big yardage to the 45 and wrestled down at the 49. Looked like Porish got him as kind of the last line of defense. So 14 yards for Sully Jost up to the 49. First down for the Scoopers. That's not the start you wanted for the Huron Tiger D. And the thing is, they're going to keep feeding Jost. Number 22 is going to keep coming at you.
And like he'll run all night. There's no doubt about that.
First and 10 from the 49-yard line. The Scoopers near midfield as we're just underway in the third quarter. Huron starting to show a little blitz themselves. Long count. Going to throw it out far sideline. Pass complete. Pass the 45 and going to be knocked out of bounds. Catch made by Tegan Wormstad. Second pass completion of the game for the Scoopers. They'll get about 7 yards on the play to the 44-yard line of Huron. And quickly, the Scoopers are in Huron territory, first and 10 at the 44-yard line. 7-6, Sturgis leading. This is the first possession of the second half. Trips left, pistol formation, second and 3 from the 44. There goes Jost again. He's got the first down and more tripped up. And finally brought down from behind, that was Jost. If he kept his balance, he might still be running. In any case, he's inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line, gain of 16. And right now, Jost is just getting big yardage running the ball. He's got 2 carries for 30 yards, and the Scoopers are quickly in business, first and 10 at the Huron 28. And we have played just over a minute and a half here in the second half. Stay with that pistol formation. A little jump, and we have a whistle, and that might be an encroachment on the Huron Tigers. Somebody jumped on the right side, that's for sure. It is on Huron, 5-yarder. 6 penalty, 30 yards. 6 penalties, they all been 5-yarders, but Sturgis just a little closer now. So they'll have it first and 5 at the Huron 24-yard line. First and 5 from the 24, slot left, one receiver right. Williams might be changing the play. Walked up to the lineman there, now back in the pistol. And still doing the same thing. Jost tries to cut it out right, breaks a tackle, 15. Down to the 10, breaks another, he's got the touchdown. 24-yard touchdown run. That drive was all Sully Jost. His second touchdown of the game, 9:49 to go. Third quarter, and Jost, let's see, he had 54 yards on 3 carries on that possession, 24 for the touchdown, 13-6 with the extra point pending, so not the way you wanted the second half to start for the Huron Tigers. Jones takes him right down the field. His kick is up. It is good. 14-6. Sturgis, 9:49 to go, third quarter. Kurtz will take a timeout here of 30 seconds from Huron Community Campus on Dakota Sports.
Sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.